songs that we sing and the beautiful books that we read were written from that very desk in that room. And on the veranda is where he would often do his bhajan. And from that veranda he looked over the Jalangi, and that's where he saw the beautiful golden light coming from Sri Mayapur Dham. And that is how he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from this veranda. And also he envisioned a big beautiful temple, and he's from this veranda that you'll be seeing looking over. He had a vision that people from America, from Europe, from Africa, from India, they will all join hands, raise their arms, and chant Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan.
Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan.
Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan.
Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan.
He had the vision that people from all over the world, men and women, would come to praise the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also he envisioned a beautiful temple in that place. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, has fulfilled the dream of Srila Bhaktivinod, because right in the very spot that he envisioned, people from all over the world are coming together to chant the holy names of Krishna. In the next room over is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's bedroom. Very auspicious. Offer your prayers. It's his disappearance day today. Over here is the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod. To the right is the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. To the left here is Samadhi of the personal secretary of Thakur Bhaktivinod Thakur. Also, you'll see within the Samadhi on the side door, there are murtis of Gaur Gadadhar, which were the original personal deities that Bhaktivinoda Thakur worshipped here. So as you're going through, please keep these things in your hearts. Pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for his kind mercy. And meanwhile, down here we'll be having kirtan, and then we'll have some discussions. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namane Gaur Shakti Swarupaya Rupanu Bhavadayate. We are now at the auspicious and holy home of Sri Thakur Bhakti Vinod. The life of Bhakti Vinod was of the purest and most exemplary nature. There are many grihasthas here today. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has shown, not only by his writings and his beautiful songs, but by his life, how one living in the grihastha ashram can be a perfect Vaishnav, a perfect, compassionate servant of all humanity, and a pure, unalloyed devotee of Lord Krishna, immersed in the highest ecstasies of pure love. Thakur Bhaktivinoda had 10 children, a wife, so many responsibilities. He was a government official, a magistrate. And yet, despite all of these apparent worldly attachments, he showed us how everything can be dovetailed in Krishna's service. 24 hours a day, he was immersed in Krishna's loving service through whatever action he performed. I would like to ask several of our devotees to speak something of their appreciations of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have one nice godbrother, Gaura Shakti. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's pranam mantra, they said Gaura Shakti Swarupaya, that he is the embodiment of Gaura Shakti, the divine love energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Gaura Shakti Prabhu, we would be very grateful if you say a few words of your appreciation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
Pioneer for the Krishna consciousness movement in modern times, because he had firm faith in the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this chanting of the Lord's holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, should and will go to every town and village of the world. In 1896, with this vision in mind, he had written one book, The Life and Teachings, Life and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and had sent that book to the West to inform the Western world of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, it's no coincidence, but also in that same year, our beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, also appeared in this world to fulfill that vision of spreading Krishna consciousness in a big way. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Shakti Vinayana Tarapravartana. Unless one is blessed by the Lord, cannot spread Krishna consciousness. And this blessing, this Gaura Shakti, this Krishna Shakti, this is available to each and every one of us. The lives of the great souls serve as an example. Not just a historical example, but a living example to each and every one of us to follow. And it's not something that's unreachable. The mercy, the potency is there for those who want it. The only thing that's separating us from being instrumental in a big way, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like all the great souls, is our lack of desire for it. So, at this holy place, I'm praying simply to pick up that same desire, same intensity of desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and try to carry that spirit into the world. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very, very important in our line because of his broad contribution to Krishna consciousness, his writings, his songs, his life example as being a perfect householder and a perfect devotee, and also his way of rooting out those who were somewhat imposters in the way of trying to imitate either the great devotees or the Lord. There was one such pastime, I think his name was Bhishikashena, who was going throughout India claiming to be an avatar or Sri Krishna himself. And he was gaining a lot of following. And his particular platform was that he was there to rally everyone in India against the British, and he had been an incarnation for that particular movement. So of course he tried to, also he had heard of Bhaktivinod Thakur, and he tried to get Bhaktivinod Thakur to come into his camp because he knew Bhaktivinod Thakur was a very influential magistrate. But Bhaktivinod Thakur understood that this man was simply a cheater, imitating the pastimes of Sri Krishna, just like Pandraka had did when the Supreme Lord was actually present. And so he made all arrangements to have this man arrested. And everyone was warning that no, you shouldn't do this because this man is very, very powerful. He is actually an incarnation. Many of the sadhus were actually becoming convinced by this imposter. Bhaktivinod Thakur, because he understood the truth of the scriptures, and he could understand that this man was simply acting in a false role. And so he went after him. And despite all the warnings of others who had said, no, he's very, very powerful, he'll cause much problems if you do. Bhaktivinod Thakur had him arrested, and he had him put in jail. And while this man was in jail, he was causing great havoc. He actually had this mystic power. And through his mystic power, he was causing great sickness within the family of Bhaktivinod Thakur. His wife was getting sick. Some of his children was getting sick. And people were saying, no, you should let him go. He'll actually die. But Bhaktivinod Thakur was so determined, despite all the difficulties and havoc this man was creating, to root out this imposter. And so at one point he understood, yes, this man's power, I think it was someone told him, this man's power is in his hair. So he was in jail, and he had the barber come in and cut his hair. And after he cut his hair, actually within about a week or so later, he actually died. And this is a very, very deep understanding of the truth of the scriptures in such a way that we can actually see that he didn't allow any other than pure devotion to exist. And therefore, not only was he a magistrate in a spiritual, in a material sense, but he was also a spiritual magistrate too, rooting out those who are imitating in the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so his life, his teachings, everything about Bhaktivinod Thakur is so wonderful. And those of us who are in that line should read his works and should try to understand the mood of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur saw that of the fallen sinful beings of this Kali Yuga was so difficult to reach them with Krishna consciousness, and that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission had become so corrupted and polluted by imposters, sahajyas, and materialistic people. He was thinking that only an eternally liberated associate of the Supreme Lord Gauranga could help to establish this mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu throughout the world. So he prayed very intensely that the Lord send one of his own personal associates to come and assist him in this mission. And it was in Jagannath Puri that his prayer was answered, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada appeared as his illustrious son. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai! Srila Prabhupada used to say that in the transcendental realm, there is really no difference between appearance or disappearance of the great Vaishnavas. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. We should know that the two of them together, their lives are inseparable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established a new renaissance in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati took the mission of his father as his life and soul, took the seed that Bhaktivinoda Thakur planted, watered it, and distributed those fruits all over India. He started 64 months. He dedicated his life to this principle. And then, of course, through Bhaktivinoda and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada took this message all over the world. It was here in this place that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived together, discussing Krishna's Leela, helping to excavate the holy places of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, writing books, discussing and making plans for this great transcendental movement to spread throughout the world. So we should pray here very deeply from the core of our hearts that by the grace of these two great personalities we can also make our life and soul their divine mission. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jagannath Maharaj, someone. On the right side is his own personal worshipable deities. Gaura Gadadhar. Just here is the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. As Dayaram Prabhu was saying, that even the greatest of the sannyasis, Babajis, and renunciates came to be the students of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Which is the evidence that Krishna Bhakti is beyond any material considerations or any Varnashram Dharma. Gaura Kishore Das Babaji would come regularly to hear Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur speak the Srimad Bhagavatam here at Godram Dweep. Another special feature of why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose this place to live. He wrote one song about Lord Nityananda, how he began his Namhat movement from Surabhi Kunja. He organized a great strategy to spread the holy name of Krishna throughout the world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made his place of residence that place where Sri Nityananda Prabhu began his divine mission of spreading the holy name throughout the world. Hari Bol.